thanks for being here. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about the EARTH program, which is a service learning program that's pretty near and dear to the Department of Horticulture at Iowa State University. In particular, how the service learning program actually changed personal growth or perspectives of the students who interned. I need to give you a little bit of a history of the EARTH program to begin. This is not about the history of EARTH. It's just the history of the EARTH program. EARTH stands for Education and Resiliency Through Horticulture. This is a program that actually started in 2010. It's a donor-funded partnership between Gift Hill School, which is a private school on the island of St. John, and Iowa State University Department of Horticulture. This is a service learning project where ideally 2 to 4 ISU students travel to St. John and educate or teach 6th through 8th graders at Gift Hill School. They go each semester, spring, fall semesters, initially for about 12 to 14 weeks, and we also have an 8-week component in the summer. Some of the program goals for Gift Hill School, having our students there, they want to learn a lot about sustainable food production, how to integrate horticulture and environmental science in their curriculum. Another aspect was to design and maintain attractive landscapes, edible landscapes around the school. We wanted to create positive perceptions of horticulture and agriculture at this school, and then of course integrate our ISU interns with the Gift Hill School students, as well as connecting them to nature. These are a couple of Gift Hill School students after one of the lessons where they're actually creating something that they can taste or try from what they've harvested from the school. And this is an upper school terrace that was created. It was just a slope before. This was a student design project and implemented and is primarily a site for growing food. Now, there are some sustainability issues on St. John. There are many. How many of you have been to St. John before? Okay. So we know that this is a popular tourist destination, and most people go for a week or two. But if you live there, there are some issues that must be dealt with. There's very limited food production on St. John. Over 90% of the food is imported, which means that the cost of food is fairly high. There is a scarcity of fresh water as well. There's one well on the island. Almost all other water is collected in cisterns, and that's the water you use to bathe, to cook, to clean with. And there is a dry season there, so 2-minute showers is a pretty apparent at certain times. There is no trash collection on the island as well. It's all, you know, deposited into dumpsters across the island. And then there are big issues on the island with erosion, sedimentation into the beautiful coral reefs around the island, and then the presence of invasive species like the lionfish, invasive plants, and other pests and animals. So lots of good sustainability issues to talk about, to deal with both with our ISU interns and the Gift Hill School students as well. The primary objectives of what we did for this project were to look at our interns, our ISU interns, and find out how the EARTH program and that anywhere from 8 to 14 weeks on island impacted their professional and personal skills or personal growth, as well as their perceptions of sustainability. So we composed a 27 questionnaire. It was an online questionnaire through SurveyMonkey. 21 of those questions were close-ended on a Likert scale, agree to disagree, a 1 to 4 scale. We had 23 students who at this time had participated in the EARTH program, and all were invited to participate in the questionnaire, as well as a couple of graduate students, and that included 9 students who traveled to St. John the spring of 2012 for a 1-week kind of study abroad trip. Okay, these questionnaires were sent, an email was sent in March, and to complete the questionnaire, And we, of course, had this reviewed, and it was deemed exempt by our institutional review board. We got a 91% response rate, which was pretty nice. Some of the students who responded had graduated. They started in 2010. This was sent in 2013. The majority of the students who responded were female, and that's pretty much apparent as to the number of students who were actually interned or traveled to St. John. We have one picture here of on the left of one student who participated in that spring study abroad trip where they were teaching kindergartners and first graders. And then here are two of our summer interns who were there for 8 weeks and were teaching sixth graders in this particular instance. So some of the results, and I'll just present these as the kind of average score. Remember that 1 to 4. 4 means that they highly agreed with this particular statement. 1 meant they highly disagreed with the statement. Generally, we saw great increases, or more than 90% on all of them either agreed or strongly agreed that this impacted their professional skills, that they learned a little bit more about their future career, that they learned a lot about tropical horticulture and integrating tropical horticulture, that they were challenged to learn more about their career, and that this extended or expanded their capabilities and became one of their most rewarding professional experiences in their college career. You should note that the majority of those who have attended who are interned at this particular time were horticulture majors, horticulture or the College of Agriculture majors. We do have now a couple who are outside of the College of Horticulture who have attended, but at the time of this study, I would say more than 75%, 80% of those who interned or attended were within the horticulture major. As far as personal skills, they learned a lot about another culture, just like our last speaker talked about. They learned a lot about themselves. They learned a lot about working with kids, being able to work with others, because we always sent these interns down for a semester in pairs. So they had to learn to live with another individual for that 12 weeks, and that's always a good, it's always a good thing. And then they were challenged to think critically in solving problems, both on island. On this particular island, on St. John, there is no chain store. There's no Walmart. The convenience stores are not necessarily open 24/7, so there's a lot of challenges in how to plan and get things accomplished ahead of time. Some of the student comments, which were the majority, were positive. We had one student who said that she's getting a master's degree because of this program, or primarily because of this program, because she wants to continue teaching and training others. Her master's degree actually happened in Ag Ed, so she was continuing in agriculture education. Other students, a lot of them talked about they learned a lot about another culture. We have to remember, too, that St. John is an island where everyone speaks English, so it wasn't an immersion experience into an entirely different culture where you have to learn a new language, but they did learn a lot about an island culture and other kind of native groups, and they learned a lot about that culture and how it relates to teaching children, horticulture, and a lot more. And I also like this kind of personal growth statement, that they learned a lot about their capabilities as a person and what they can do so that they build their self-confidence. Another aspect of this survey was what they learned or how they grew in their perceptions in sustainability. And coming from Iowa, where water is still a precious resource, but not something we have to deal with every day, was kind of an eye-opening experience for them to live on St. John. Most of them did say over 90% did agree or strongly agree that they learned a lot about conserving resources and that they practiced this conservation or this conservation concept even when they return home. They're looking for ways to practice sustainability at home. They're looking for ways to limit their wasteful use of resources and reduce or reuse resources that they have, which is a nice positive. Some of their comments about sustainability is that they, once again, look for ways not to waste products, and that they found it very educational to see how different people adapt to landscape, water shortage, and pest in order to have a successful crop. And that they personally have a better idea of conservation and how important resources are. So in conclusion, and I think I've still got a few minutes left, okay, we thought that the Earth Program did a really good job of encouraging that kind of personal development, that interpersonal development and professional skill development for students who live there, or whether it was a week-long study abroad trip or 14 weeks for an entire semester. It impacted their perceptions and actions related to sustainability, and I mean to make that a little bit stronger, because not only the perceptions of sustainability changed, their actions upon returning seem to have changed as well. And with that, I'll take any questions that you might have. Tim. Right. We do have a pre-course before they go. So we only meet for about 8 hours. So it's a very short kind of pre-orientation course, but in that we do actually talk about lesson plan development in one section, and then we also have where they kind of we talk a little bit about classroom management as well. They're not going down to St. John on their own either. We do have a program coordinator on site who is an ISU faculty member who actually leads these kind of lessons and then helps further prepare those students for teaching. So there's a lesson that's modeled to them once they're there, and then they kind of step into becoming that teacher in the second, third, and fourth week. Mm-hmm. So they're not hitting the ground having to do all of those things their first week there. Yes, Dr. Rhodes?
What about continuity in terms of project? A group of students mm-hmm. starting some training or project, is there a continuation of that?
There has been with a lot of the student projects. So we've had a lot of students who have done landscape design projects. So that's one of their projects during that semester. And then the following semester, the next set of students might come and implement that project or construct it and then design something else, or, you know, those kind of continues that that legacy, I guess you could say. That's the what we have there. And then we also have with the lesson plans, too, some of those lesson plans that have worked really well. Then we'll have future students continue to use those for certain grades. So we are kind of collecting a lot of that information. And last one in the back.
Give us a comment about who the collaborators are at the school, and has there been transition? Do you work with multiple people down there? Is there like a key person that is, if that person leaves, will the program have mm-hmm. the momentum?
Right. And we have experienced some of these things as well. We've had three different coordinators, program coordinators, on site since 2010. So we've always had a program coordinator, which started out to be a teacher at Gift Hill School and is now as a faculty at ISU who is stationed there. We also have a lot of buy-in and partnerships with the administration and other teachers at the school, at Gift Hill School. This is a small school, so we're working with five or six of their teachers across grades when we're doing those teaching efforts. And then we also have five or six professors at ISU that also help and occasionally visit and offer expertise as well. So it's a really pretty good partnership between ISU and Gift Hill School.
Do they stay with families?
No, they don't. Because this is a donor-funded project and a donor has put considerable funds, they're actually in a dorm or a house across the street from the school, which has four kind of dorm-like rooms with two students in each. So, and there's transportation provided as well. There's a truck that they can use on the island. So it's a pretty nice set up as an intern.
Is there internet access in the school? So you could continue the relationship when your students come back to Iowa and talking to
We do. We polycom all the time during the orientation so that they have that opportunity to talk to interns that are there and for those that are going in the pre-orientation. And then I weekly Skype the interns that are there. Cool. I think we're out of time. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.